The First Book of the Kings. Chapter 7. Now Solomon was building his own house 13 years, and he finished all his house. And he built the house of the forest of Lebanon. Its length was 100 cubits, and its width 50 cubits, and its height 30 cubits, on 4 rows of cedar pillars, with cedar beams on the pillars. And it was paneled with cedar above the side chambers, which were on the 45 pillars, 15 in each row. And there were artistic window frames in 3 rows, and window was opposite window in 3 ranks. And all the doorways and doorposts had squared artistic frames, and window was opposite window in 3 ranks. Then he made the hall of pillars. Its length was 50 cubits, and its width 30 cubits, and a porch was in front of them, and pillars, and a threshold in front of them. And he made the hall of the throne, where he was to judge, the hall of judgment, and it was paneled with cedar from floor to floor. And his house, where he was to live, the other court inward from the hall, was of the same workmanship. He also made a house like this hall for Pharaoh's daughter, whom Solomon had married. All these were of costly stones, of cut stone according to measure, sawed with saws inside and outside, even from the foundation to the coping, and so on the outside to the great court. And the foundation was of costly stones, even large stones, stones of 10 cubits, and stones of 8 cubits. And above were costly stones, stone cut according to measure and cedar. So the great court all around had 3 rows of cut stone, and a row of cedar beams, even as the inner court of the house of the Lord, and the porch of the house. Now King Solomon sent and brought Hiram from Tyre. He was a widow's son from the tribe of Naphtali, and his father was a man of Tyre, a worker in bronze. And he was filled with wisdom and understanding and skill for doing any work in bronze. So he came to King Solomon and performed all his work. And he fashioned the 2 pillars of bronze. 18 cubits was the height of 1 pillar, and a line of 12 cubits measured the circumference of both. He also made 2 capitals of molten bronze to set on the tops of the pillars. The height of the 1 capital was 5 cubits, and the height of the other capital was 5 cubits. There were nets of network and twisted threads of chainwork for the capitals, which were on the top of the pillars, 7 for the 1 capital and 7 for the other capital. So he made the pillars and 2 rows around on the 1 network to cover the capitals, which were on the top of the pomegranates, and so he did for the other capital. And the capitals which were on the top of the pillars in the porch were of lily design, 4 cubits. And there were capitals on the 2 pillars, even above and close to the rounded projection, which was beside the network. And the pomegranates numbered 200 in rows around both capitals. Thus he set up the pillars at the porch of the nave, and he set up the right pillar and named it Jachin, and he set up the left pillar and named it Boaz. And on the top of the pillars was lily design. So the work of the pillars was finished. Now he made the sea of cast metal 10 cubits from brim to brim, circular in form, and its height was 5 cubits and 30 cubits in circumference. And under its brim gourds went around, encircling it 10 to a cubit, completely surrounding the sea. The gourds were in 2 rows, cast with the rest. It stood on 12 oxen, 3 facing north, 3 facing west, 3 facing south, and 3 facing east, and the sea was set on top of them, and all their rear parts turned inward. And it was a handbreadth thick, and its brim was made like the brim of a cup, as a lily blossom. It could hold 2,000 baths. Then he made the 10 stands of bronze. The length of each stand was 4 cubits, and its width 4 cubits, and its height 3 cubits. And this was the design of the stands. They had borders, even borders between the frames. And on the borders which were between the frames were lions, oxen, and cherubim. And on the frames there was a pedestal above, and beneath the lions and oxen were wreaths of hanging work. Now each stand had 4 bronze wheels with bronze axles, and its 4 feet had supports. Beneath the basin were cast supports with wreaths at each side. And its opening inside the crown at the top was 1 cubit, and its opening was round like the design of a pedestal, 1 cubit and a half. And also on its opening there were engravings, and their borders were square, not round. And the 4 wheels were underneath the borders, and the axles of the wheels were on the stand, and the height of 1 wheel was 1 cubit and a half. And the workmanship of the wheels was like the workmanship of a chariot wheel, their axles, their rims, their spokes, and their hubs were all cast. Now there were four supports at the four corners of each stand. Its supports were part of the stand itself. And on the top of the stand there was a circular form half a cubit high, and on the top of the stand its stays and its borders were part of it. And he engraved on the plates of its stays and on its borders cherubim, lions, and palm trees, according to the clear space on each, with wreaths all around. He made the 10 stands like this. All of them had one casting, one measure, and one form. And he made 10 basins of bronze. One basin held 40 baths. Each basin was 4 cubits, and on each of the 10 stands was one basin. Then he set the stands, 5 on the right side of the house and 5 on the left side of the house. And he set the sea of cast metal on the right side of the house eastward toward the south. Now Hiram made the basins and the shovels and the bowls. So Hiram finished doing all the work which he performed for King Solomon in the house of the Lord. The 2 pillars and the 2 bowls of the capitals, which were on the top of the 2 pillars, and the 2 networks to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals, which were on the top of the pillars. And the 400 pomegranates for the 2 networks, 2 rows of pomegranates for each network to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals, which were on the tops of the pillars. And the 10 stands with the 10 basins on the stands. And the 1 sea and the 12 oxen under the sea. And the pails and the shovels and the bowls, even all these utensils which Hiram made for King Solomon in the house of the Lord were of polished bronze. In the plain of the Jordan, the king cast them in the clay ground between Sukkoth and Zerethan. And Solomon left all the utensils unweighed because they were too many. The weight of the bronze could not be ascertained. And Solomon made all the furniture which was in the house of the Lord, the golden altar and the golden table on which was the bread of the presence. And the lampstands, 5 on the right side and 5 on the left, in front of the inner sanctuary, of pure gold. And the flowers and the lamps and the tongs of gold. And the cups and the snuffers and the bowls and the spoons and the firepans of pure gold. And the hinges, both for the doors of the inner house, the most holy place, and for the doors of the house, that is, of the nave, of gold. Thus all the work that King Solomon performed in the house of the Lord was finished. And Solomon brought in the things dedicated by his father David, the silver and the gold, and the utensils, and he put them in the treasuries of the house of the Lord. The second book of the Chronicles, chapter 4. Then he made a bronze altar 20 cubits in length, and 20 cubits in width, and 10 cubits in height. Also he made the cast metal sea, 10 cubits from brim to brim, circular in form, and its height was 5 cubits, and its circumference 30 cubits. Now figures like oxen were under it and all around it, 10 cubits entirely encircling the sea. The oxen were in 2 rows cast in 1 piece. It stood on 12 oxen, 3 facing the north, 3 facing west, 3 facing south, and 3 facing east. And the sea was set on top of them, and all their hindquarters turned inwards. And it was a handbreadth thick, and its brim was made like the brim of a cup, like a lily blossom. It could hold 3,000 baths. He also made 10 basins in which to wash, and he set 5 on the right side and 5 on the left to rinse things for the burnt offering, but the sea was for the priest to wash in. Then he made the 10 golden lampstands in the way prescribed for them, and he set them in the temple, 5 on the right side and 5 on the left. He also made 10 tables and placed them in the temple, 5 on the right side and 5 on the left. And he made 100 golden bowls. Then he made the court of the priests, and the great court, and doors for the court, and overlaid their doors with bronze. And he set the sea on the right side of the house toward the southeast. Huram also made the pails, the shovels, and the bowls. So Huram finished doing the work which he performed for King Solomon in the house of God. The 2 pillars, the bowls, and the 2 capitals on top of the pillars, and the 2 networks to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals, which were on top of the pillars, and the 400 pomegranates for the 2 networks, 2 rows of pomegranates for each network, to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals, which were on the pillars. He also made the stands, and he made the basins on the stands, and the 1 sea with the 12 oxen under it. And the pails, the shovels, the forks, and all its utensils, Huram Abi made of polished bronze for King Solomon for the house of the Lord. On the plain of the Jordan the king cast them in the clay ground between Sukkoth and Zeredah. Thus Solomon made all these utensils in great quantities for the weight of the prawns could not be found out. Solomon also made all the things that were in the house of God, even the golden altar, the tables with the bread of the presence on them, the lampstand with their lamps of pure gold, to burn in front of the inner sanctuary in the way prescribed, the flowers, the lamps, and the tongs of gold of purest gold, and the snuffers, the bowls, the spoons, and the firepans of pure gold, and the entrance of the house, its inner doors for the Holy of Holies, and the doors of the house, that is, of the nave, of gold. Psalm 98. O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wonderful things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained the victory for him. The Lord has made known his salvation. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his loving kindness and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth and sing for joy, and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Shout joyfully before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all it contains, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands, let the mountains sing together for joy before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. The Epistle of Paul to the Romans, Chapter 2. Therefore you are without excuse, every man of you who passes judgment. For in that you judge another, you condemn yourself, for you who judge practice the same things. And we know that the judgment of God rightly falls upon those who practice such things. And do you suppose this, O man, when you pass judgment upon those who practice such things, and do the same yourself, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you think lightly of the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience, not knowing that the kindness of God leads you to repentance? But because of your stubbornness and unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds, to those who by perseverance in doing good seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life, but to those who are selfishly ambitious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, wrath and indignation. There will be tribulation and distress for every soul of man who does evil, of the Jew first and also of the Greek. But glory and honor and peace to every man who does good, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For there is no partiality with God, for all who have sinned without the law will also perish without the law, and all who have sinned under the law will be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law will be justified. For when Gentiles who do not have the law do instinctively the things of the law, these, not having the law, are a law to themselves, in that they show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience bearing witness, and their thoughts alternately accusing or else defending them, on the day when, according to my gospel, God will judge the secrets of men through Christ Jesus. But if you bear the name Jew and rely upon the law and boast in God and know his will and approve the things that are essential, being instructed out of the law, and are confident that you yourself are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness, a corrector of the foolish, a teacher of the immature, having in the law the embodiment of knowledge and of the truth, you, therefore, who teach another, do you not teach yourself? You who preach that one should not steal, do you steal? You who say that one should not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who boast in the law, through your breaking the law, do you dishonor God? For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you, just as it is written. For indeed circumcision is of value if you practice the law. But if you are a transgressor of the law, your circumcision has become uncircumcision. If therefore the uncircumcised man keeps the requirements of the law, will not his uncircumcision be regarded as circumcision? And will not he who is physically uncircumcised, if he keeps the law, Will he not judge you who, though having the letter of the law and circumcision, are a transgressor of the law? For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly. Neither is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that which is of the heart, by the Spirit, not by the letter. And his praise is not from men, but from God.